There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, health, lung cancer-related deaths have been under discussion by medics at the European Society for Medical Oncology Congress. That's going on in Madrid. The latest research into the effectiveness of regular screening of smokers has just been presented at the event. Dr. Falah Al-Khatib is a consultant oncologist. He's at Mediclinic City Hospital, the Comprehensive Cancer Center. Joins us now on the line. Afternoon, Dr. Al-Khatib.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you on the program. You are a medical professional opposed, obviously, to tobacco use, Dr. Al-Khatib. Regular screening of smokers for lung cancer is something you've long called for. It is by far, in a way, the deadliest form of the disease in the UAE. But just put this in context, if you would, for us. What does regular screening mean? What would the benefits of having regular screening mean to medical professionals?
Let's define what do we mean by regular screening.
Go on.
Are you going to screen everybody, the whole male, female, children, adults? No, we're not going to do that because it's so expensive and nobody does that. But there are, we have to select a risk, people at risk to get that. Heavy smokers. Normal people with other lung diseases, and so on. You know, we have many factors, not only smoking, but smoking is a major part of it. And basically, if you select people who are smokers, and then you need, if we take that cancer in the waist, of course, appears at around 60, so screening comes around 50. To detect it about 10 years earlier. But in our society, in our culture, in our setting, population setting, we need to do that much earlier, maybe around, because we see a lot of patients around 50 and 55. This is the formulation of the population. It's not the incidence. The incidence is something different. Incidence is number of new patients per year, per sex. And that comes like any other place in the world. It peaks with after 60, 70. But we're talking about prevalence, which is the number of new cases per year per sex. So it's slightly different, right? One is per 100,000 population. One is just general, and this is a reflection of the formation of the population.
And when it comes to the problem, you are not just speaking as a medical professional. You yourself were a smoker 30 years ago, I believe. And, you know, we know now tobacco taxes are up 100% here in the UAE, but you're not convinced that the increase in tax is the way to stop people smoking.
We are a rich country and people here have good income. So what? I don't know how much is now a pack of 20 cigarettes. It doesn't. In UK, it's £10. It is hard for people to pay £10 every day for a packet. Here is nothing. I mean, we need to start not only increase taxes, not only put some factor pressure on these, but we need to get education. We need to get a consultation. We need to get a program like other people. I mean, we've done well in many aspects, like stop smoking in schools, in universities, in public areas, restaurants, but still there are plenty of areas that we can stop smoking as well.
Okay, so we can do that. We need more education for that. You'd like to see the act of shisha smoking banned completely. One of the problems here, Dr. Al-Khatib, is shisha is a cultural activity almost. It's seen as a social activity. It's something to be shared. It's long been socially acceptable. Can you really see a time when we could see shisha smoking banned completely?
Yeah, and in Sharjah they did that and they stopped shisha smoking in public. You see, this is a dead habit. I mean, I've seen it with my the previous generation, my uncles, my father and uncles. My brother wasn't a smoker of shisha, but others were. And the shisha is slightly different from smoking cigarettes because shisha, main cause of death with shisha is lung and heart failure. It causes lung fibrosis, and that reflects on the heart, and eventually they die of something called cor pulmonale. Now, it has a little bit of increase in cancer incidence, but that's not the main problem. The main problem with cigarettes is smoking, because of the carcinogens that we have. We have about 400 that we know and 40 been proven that they cause cancer. Mm. So it is. We need to stop both of these. We need to start from the primary schools, from home, from advertisement. It's not enough to say smoking causes cancer or kills you or whatever.
And you've mentioned Sharjah banning the smoking of shisha in public, but if we maybe ban smoking or shisha completely, do you not think this is the kind of thing that would then go underground? How can we regulate this? How can we check it's safe?
Like most other things, publicity is the worst thing. If they do it at their home, I cannot interfere with their private life. But the most important thing that we do not promote it. Mm. We do not put it on in public as something social or nice, or what do you call it? I mean, that's what we used to in the past. I mean, I remember when I was a child, if we had visitors, we had a tray full of different 20 types of cigarettes that we offered them to everybody. And that's how children picked smoking at early age. Here, it's not a social, it's anti-social habit. And this is a good issue, a good point to put. But we need to make it more strict that people do not smoke in public. In their home, it's their business. I will not interfere with that.
Okay. If you're a smoker and you want to give up and you don't know where to start, Dr. Healthy, what should you do? Would your advice be?
I didn't have any problem stopping it, actually. Mm. I wasn't a heavy smoker, but my brothers, each of them smoked about 3 packets a day. And the first problem is that denial that there is a problem. You see, smokers do not recognize that this is a bad habit. They say, we enjoy it, but I don't know how they enjoy it. But that's what they say. It's a habit, it's addiction. Mm. It is the prestige. You look as you are. You know, remember all movie stars used to smoke, and all politicians used to smoke, and the first thing. So that was the image. But now nobody does that. So that's what we need to work. It is difficult. It's not easy for everybody. But I think if you have the will, and you recognize that there is a problem, I think you can start from there. And just doubling the taxes, the price of cigarettes is not enough. I would triple it or quadruple it.
Well, I was going to ask you that. What would you like to see? Would you like to see taxes, I don't know, go up fivefold? Would you like to see more government health warnings in the same way as you referenced the United Kingdom for costs? But we've got graphic images being used to warn people.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. You know, we always have a sign in the street to say littering the roads costs you. There's a fine on that. $500 or something. Mm. Now, everybody smoking in the street should be fined $500 because he's going to throw the cigarette in the street, and this is basically what we do. I think we should stop that. I mean, we have to stop it somewhere.
And just finally, you know, as an ex-smoker, as a healthcare professional, what would you say to someone who doesn't want to give up smoking?
Well, you ask me as a professional. Unfortunately, half of my colleagues who are oncologists, who know the risk of cigarette smoking and relation to cancer, smoke. And this is very bad. I mean, a doctor advised people not to smoke, and then you go and do it yourself. Morally, it's wrong, and it gives bad impression. By the way, smoking is not, cancer is not the only side effect or end bad side effect of smoking. You have the heart problems, you have the kidney, you have other diseases. So it is the main cause of death for about 2, 3, 4 million maybe people every year.
Do you know, Dr. Al-Khatib, that's all the time we have now. We do appreciate you coming on. Dr. Falah Al-Khatib is consultant oncologist at Mediclinic City Hospital, the Comprehensive Cancer Center. It was good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
Health matters. And as I said, lung cancer-related deaths under discussion at the European Society for Medical Oncology Congress in Madrid. New research into the effectiveness of regular screening of smokers presented at that event. And that is one of the primary things that Dr. Al-Khatib is calling for, more regular screening, which would hopefully mean stopping people smoking, cutting off the source, and perhaps saving some lives.
Very interesting what he said about his colleagues who know the risks, and most of them smoke.
I was shocked by that, I have to say.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.